were plowing or doing something else. Said, well, I think I'll run for your United States Senate. I said, well, you'd make one the best one in the world if you just won't get up there and start stealing. And I said, I know you ain't gonna steal. And by golly, he got out and run and was elected. And so we all got busy and put him in there, and he's made a darn good one. And oh, and I've been proud of him, but I think we've got a model there, as you say. I think Mississippi's got something to really be proud of in John Stennis.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. And I'm really proud of the boy. Well, now Irvin, I don't know much about the man. I think he was doing what he thought was right. I'm sure he was, and all. I tell you, that fellow Nixon is a shrewd fellow. He's just as shrewd as he can be. See, here's where his shrewdness lies. I don't know whether he uses Shekinah or what, but he plans ahead, that boy does. Now, he first thing he did, he planned that and got his daughter married to Eisenhower's son. Now, that wasn't a thing to worry except just a planned job. Mm-hmm. There's no question about that. And that is a fine thing. I think he's got a sweet little old girl. I think that Eisenhower boy is both average. I wish him well and everything like that. But old Nixon maneuvered that thing. And he just got in. Eisenhower was a fine general, fine man, just as honest as days long. But he let that fella kind of maneuver him around there. And of course, Nixon got in there and did a lot of war working around there with politicians and all, and they overwhelmingly elected him president and all, and everything. And I don't think there's too much scandal during Eisenhower's administration. But Nixon learned enough maneuvering around. He got a bunch of fellows in there with him. And they went to town there some way. I don't know if Nixon's guilty, but he had brains enough to get him an organization that could pull that thing.
Well, it's astonishing amount of money involved in that.
We ain't getting very far on this thing.
Well, I'm enjoying myself. I guess maybe we had better get. I have some questions I forgot to ask you yesterday. You mentioned that your father put you to plowing when you were just barely able to get hold of the plow handles. Would you describe that, how you used to plow, and whatever comes back to you about that?
Well, we had two or three different kind of plows. We had a, what's known as a bull tongue stock. That you could change the, I forgot now what they call those things that go on there, the plates down there, that you had to sharpen so often.